Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Jones and Keith live at Fenway Park, taking you up to Red Sox and Angels. We're going to hang out with Joe Weil for some Red Sox pregame. 12:35, first pitch 1:35. Here on your flagship station for the Boston Red Sox, WEEI. We've been talking a lot of Celtics on the show today. Off-season changes right around the corner for this team. And for more on that, we're joined here on Jones and Keefe by Robert Horry, friend of the show, 7-time NBA champ. He's brought to you courtesy of Bet Online. You can check out Bet Online for updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game-by-game lines and props. Robert Horry, welcome back to Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Man, thanks for having me back, guys. Appreciate it.
Well, we want the insight. We like to pretend like we have real insight on the Celtics and their offseason and changes coming. You know, the big story here in Boston is new ownership. They're going to look to peel off some salary, especially with Jason Tatum hurt. What do you expect the Celtics to do this offseason, and what do you expect them to look like next year?
They're going to look totally different. You know, when I looked at that roster and you look at, you know, you got guys like Old Man Horford, you got Jrue Holiday, you got these guys who've been like a little long in the tooth. So you might get rid of Holiday because you got Peyton Pritchard who's been playing so well. You get rid of Al Horford because you have Luke Kornet who's playing so well. So those two guys can take a lot of money off of your cap. And then the thing is, what are you going to do with Jason, you know, tennis, Achilles, and probably going to be out for the entire season next year? Do you say, okay, this is a way to like position ourselves to get a good pick in the draft? Or do we do what we're going to do? I would want to be the Celtics GM right now because there's some head scratching going on there. Like, what do you do with Porzingis, who's always hurt? You know, he's supposed to be that unicorn, but he hasn't been there for you. So it's going to be a lot of changes in the Celtics organization. But, you know, I think the main keys are going to be Brown, Pritchard, and Luke Kornet because those guys, you know, they play really great minutes. And of course, and Derek White. So it's going to be interesting what those guys do.
You know, they were about to lose the series to the Knicks even before Tatum got hurt, and they were trying to repeat as champions all year. We were sort of comparing them to the season before and wondering if they were going to do it. You've done it. You've won back-to-back early in your career. You won 3 in a row with the Lakers. Then you were on teams with the Spurs that would win every other year. So what do you think some of the big obstacles that this Celtics team ran into as they were trying to defend their title?
I think they fell in love with the three ball too much. You know, you had a success last season doing it, but did you really? You forget, Jaylen Brown is not a really efficient three-point shooter. He won MVP for you in the finals. And how did he do that? But just going to the hole and getting buckets. And that's the way this game has evolved and changed. Everybody wants to shoot threes. And you know the Celtics, you know, outside, I think Minnesota shot more threes than anybody. And you got to curtail your game. And I think you watch the way that Jason Tatum played. He's so good at getting to the basket, but yet you settle. I tell people all the time, when you shoot a lot of threes, I mean, you don't want to work hard because it's easy to get out in three wingers compared to, like, get to the hole and pull up for a jumper. That's a lot of work. You look at guys like, you know, Kobe Bryant did it, and then look at the MVP this year, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. He doesn't shoot a lot of threes. He manufactured points by getting to the basket, getting to the free throw line, and putting the defense on the heels. And you just can't just settle like the Celtics did this year. I think they had the fat cat syndrome more than anybody, and they just settled for a lot of threes because it was easy.
Okay, maybe you just answered it. I was going to ask you about who to blame for the play style, but the fat cat syndrome,
coaching.
That set in with this team. So, coaching would be on the list. I think, you know, the whole organizational philosophy, it's league-wide with launching up all these threes. How would you combat that? I mean, is it strictly the coach? Is it a personnel thing? How do you combat the Celtics and the fat cat syndrome and the launching of the threes?
You started in training camp. You said, listen, guys, we're getting to the hole. You know, none of this selling for threes. If you're the hot guy, shoot all you can and make as many as you can. But just don't just pop a three because you're open. I think a lot of times, you know, it boils down to, okay, I have an open shot. Do you really? There's a reason you're open, you know. And sometimes guys shoot a lot of threes because it's easy, not just going to the basket. There's so many times I know I watch, I'm like, why are you shooting at Al Horford? You know, you're catching it at the top of your head and you're shooting it. It's clank, clank, clank. Then one game you have five and you think you're hot. And it's always amazing me how you shoot from three and you say, oh, I'm shooting 35%. That's awful. 35 only counts in baseball when you get that batting percentage. It's, to me, that's just god awful. And if you're not shooting over 43% from threes, you know, you shouldn't be shooting them unless you're wide open. And for me, I just think when you watch the way the Celtics play, they shot a lot of bad shots, a lot of bad shots. And that equates to fast break points, especially when you're playing the Knicks. They feast off that. You know, you shoot a bad three, they come down, grind out, get a two. You come down, shoot another bad three because you think I got to make up for the bad shot I just made, and it puts you in a hole. And the Celtics put themselves in a hole so many times during that Knicks series.
If you were playing today, how many threes a game would you take?
About 10.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Robert, but you were 34% for three from your career, but you'd let them fly?
Yeah, 34%, but you got to say, some games I take one, some games I take two. But now, if I'm going to take 10 a game, I'm going to make damn sure I make 50% of those. It's going to happen. Or not, I'm going to the hole. You know, I'm not one of these arrogant guys where it's going to eventually fall. It's going to fall when I see one go through and then the confidence builds.
All right, I don't want to get you into trouble with anybody, but if you could have one guy for a series in their prime, would it be Olajuwon, Shaq, or Tim Duncan?
Shaq. If I could take the MVP Shaq, and you know that would take him. But if I got to take multiple years, I'm taking Dream. But if I got 1 year and I can take one particular player, it'd be 2000 Shaq because he was just so dominant. You know, if you think about the size, the strength, and his weight, his ability to move, you know, the Shaq you guys got, that was a third of the guy. So he was a third guy. That, you know, it was just simply amazing what he was able to do, man. So if he'd have been able to stay that Shaq for multiple years, he'd have probably been – we wouldn't be talking about any other player but him as the most dominant and best player to play this game.
So this is probably a stupid question, but my fear is a player like Shaq from 2000 – might not even have the same type of even a role, never mind the same type of role and impact in today's NBA. I mean, is that fair to say? Like, would Shaq have a role the way he played then in today's NBA?
So let me ask you this question. Who in the league right now could have guarded Shaq?
I mean,
no one.
His coaches would probably look, Robert,
like
I'm with you.
Mazzulla wouldn't play him. Mazzulla, take threes.
Mazzulla would tell him to go stand in the corner. He'd be like, go launch from three.
And, you know, and if the owners were smart, you know what Azula would be? He'd be watching it from the bench because he'd be fired. Because it's not about – this is what amazes me about coaches. Coaches come in, oh, this is my game plan. Do you have the personnel that fits your game plan? No, you coach the personnel that you have. You know, I think that's one of the problems that D'Antoni had when he was coaching Lakers. He had three really good big men, and he says, oh, I'm going to run this system. You don't have that people to run the system. You can't. You don't have what you had in Phoenix. And coaches need to be able to adjust and adapt and use the personnel. You think about it. You tell me right now, what player in the league that could guard prime Shaq? Nobody, because he's dunking on everybody. You know, think about what he did to Patrick Ewing, what he did to Hakeem Olajuwon. And these are great defensive players. David Robinson, Hall of Fame defensive players. They can barely stop him. You tell me what guy. Do you think Draymond Green – could stop Shaq. He's only, what, 6'4". No.
Robert, I don't know if I got some bad information on this, but I was told back at your Alabama days, Latrell Sprewell would get the better of you on one-on-one.
Well, you got a lot of bad information, dude. I don't know what you're talking about. Cause you forget, when Spree first got into the league, Spree couldn't shoot. It took a lot of hard work and dedication, and Don Nelson turned Sprewell into a way better player than he was in college. You know, if you go back and look at college, think about shooting on that team. I'm the best player that ever came through Alabama.
I knew it was wrong. I mean, you were drafted. Yeah, you were drafted much higher than he was. But we saw Sprewell pop up during the Knicks series where they had all the former Knicks kind of hanging around the baseline there.
No, don't get me wrong. Spree turned to a hell of a player. He's a better talent than me, but I'm a better winner than him.
That's true. I mean, that's undeniable.
One of the greatest winners the game's ever seen. 7-time champ Robert Horry. Brought to you courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated NBA Finals series and MVP odds, along with game by game lines and props. OKC heavy favorite at Bet Online, -670. SGA heavy favorite to be Finals MVP, -550. Robert Horry, thanks for coming back on Jones and Keefe. We know you got a tight schedule today. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Man, I appreciate you guys. It's always fun to talk basketball with you guys.
Thank you, Robert. Appreciate it.
Robert Horry, thanks so much joining us here on Jones and Keefe. So the intel you got is he would give Sprewell would give him work.
Yeah.
One-on-one at Alabama.
Not the case.
I guess that's not the case.
Not the case. So Robert Horry was drafted 11th overall in the 92 draft. So that was the same Shaq Alonzo Mourning 1-2 draft. And then Latrell Sprewell was the 24th pick. So coming out of college, Horry was the better prospect. Horry was...
Now, you got to be careful. You lose too many games in a row, one-on-one to Sprewell, he may snap.
That's also true. You got to run that risk.
You never want to be PJ Carlissimo in that scenario.
Dude, Sprewell did get really, really good, though.
Sprewell was good.
He was All-NBA first team his second year in the league.
With Golden State?
With Golden State. He was All-NBA first team.
Oh, I didn't realize he was ever that good.
Yeah, and then he was obviously good with the Knicks. Then he actually was pretty good with the T-Wolves. He played with Garnett and Cassell, and they made the conference finals. But, Robert Horry's career is wild when you look at it.
I mean, people, if you don't realize this, man, we have some young listeners out there, Keith.
Brad.
The reason you asked about would you take Olajuwon or Shaq or Duncan, he played with all those.
Played with all those guys. Won multiple titles with all of them. He started on those Rockets teams. So he was on the Rockets team that the finals got interrupted for the OJ chase. He was playing in that series, starting with Hakeem Olajuwon for back-to-back titles. That was his second and third year in the league. And then he went from Houston to L.A. and played with Shaq and Kobe for 3 years. Then he leaves L.A. and goes to the Spurs and plays with Tim Duncan and Ginobili and all those guys. So he played on three teams and won 7 total titles. He won 2 or more with each team.
Pretty nice.
And, like, he wasn't just a on-the-team guy. He was hitting big buzzer-beater shots at, like, every series. So he started with the Rockets, then he came off the bench for those other teams. But he was a big factor on all of them, and I love talking to him.
So the last time we talked to him, and this is a shout out to Twitch.
Yeah,
always I say there's always a healthy chat going on Twitch.
There usually is. Yeah,
last time we had Robert Horry on, they mentioned they're like, doesn't he hate Danny Ainge? And
he asked that
in the middle of the interview, and he was like ready to fight Dan when Ainge was coaching him in Phoenix. Is that what it was?
Yes, Ainge was the coach.
Ainge was the coach, and they were like,
he threw the towel in his face.
That's what
I remember watching that game.
Oh, that's what it was. I'm sorry, that's what it was.
I don't know if that was versus the Celtics or not, but I vividly remember that.
And so, no, I like story time with Robert Horry.
He's great, but he even said like the fat cat syndrome. So like the Celtics, like they took a lot of threes, but they also just kind of were like, took themselves for granted or their success for granted. I don't know.
He also said, and it was kind of a defense of Shaq, but he also said he'd fire Mazzulla if you're telling bigs like this to stand in the corner and shoot threes. I mean, look, that goes higher than just the coaches. That goes to front offices and analytics and everything else. But it probably sounds like a dumb question. I don't know what Shaq's role would be in the NBA. He's right. Who could guard him? Nobody. Draymond Green's 6'4".
Yeah.
Like he said, a little bigger than that.
Well, it's sort of like,
I get the idea. The league goes small. It's all spread out. Shaq would dominate. I just don't think coaches or front offices would want to use him the way he should be used and the way he was used.
It's sort of a chicken or the egg argument where you're like, are there no more dominant centers because there isn't for some reason? Or is it because the style of play has completely changed? I think what happened is guys like Kevin Durant kind of broke the league because you're like 7 foot tall but dribbles and shoots threes. Like, give me that guy. And then there are more of those guys. Even Porzingis is kind of that guy. Wembanyama's that guy.
Garnett was kind of that guy.
Garnett was more of a long two guy, though.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
He wasn't popping threes.
All the, but in terms of ball handling and you know,
didn't just score on the block.
Correct.
And, yeah, I don't know. Like, those guys have to exist in the world, right? Like, the seven-footer who's also, like, 280 pounds.
I mean, look, Jokic is unbelievable, but...
I mean, right. He's another guy, though, that does everything.
But if Jokic... I'm saying, but if Jokic were in Shaq's NBA, if Jokic were in a back-to-the-basket NBA, he'd be a back-to-the-basket player.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think certain teams would be like what? Yeah, what would Joe Mazzulla do with Shaq? In all seriousness.
Yeah, and I'm look. I mean,
but Ori might be right. You might say, like, "Oh, this guy's so dominant." And Shaq's also the
Shaq.
I mean, the Hall of Famer, top 10 version of that.
Mazzulla would tell Shaq to go stand in the corner.
Yeah, that'd be a good spot for him.
Work on your threes. That's what they would do.
Remember before they traded Time Lord? Now, he wasn't the offensive player that Shaq was. I'm not trying to compare the two. I'm saying he was a non-three. They had him shooting threes at practice.
Taco Fall shooting threes when he was here, Keith. Guy's 7 foot seven. They're like, could you stand in the corner, Taco, and work on your threes?
He was hitting them.
Who popped threes early in his career?
In practice. Yeah.
People sleep on it?
Or the corner.
Manute Bol.
Oh.
Early days, Manute Bol would shoot threes.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
So Manute.
Or did I get that one wrong?
Manute Bol.
No, it's a rest in peace.
I think it's a rest in peace situation.
I think I've said too much.
But Manute Bol.
Yeah, rest in peace.
He's the one who originally broke the NBA, is that what you're saying?
Dude, there was a couple years when he played for Golden State where he would shoot some threes. And it was like, not a lot, but like at that time, usually 7 foot six guys weren't shooting threes.
Not to bring it all back to this, but was he with Sprewell? Was it that Golden State
team? No, he was on the 89. He took 91 threes that year. It was probably some VHS tape I had of like NBA moments.
I think you're onto something.
Just him launching threes.
Manute Bol broke the NBA.
Yeah.
I think that's where it all started.
Like, forget him blocking shots down there and putting in alley-oops. Let's get him out there by the three-point line. Like, okay.
I do think it is interesting, and I credit Terp for this. And Robert Horry said there's going to be changes with the Celtics. They got to change their play style, fat cat syndrome, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
I give Terp credit for this. They do not need to do it this offseason to avoid the second apron and the luxury tax and all this. They can carry it into next year, and they can carry it all the way to the end of the regular season. That's not functional.
But I think you're playing with fire.
No, I...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I agree, but some of these offers for Porzingis, who, by the way, is an expiring contract, I think especially with him, you could roll the dice and go into next year. Even if he's hurt, it's an expiring deal. You could still move the contract.
So to me now, it's less about the return now versus the return at the deadline. And it's more if you're bringing everybody back or as close to it as you can, you're going in with the expectation like hopefully we're really good.
Hopefully.
But then at some point, you are going to have to dump salary. And that would just hurt worse if the team is like a top three seed
and then they
dump salary.
Then you got to peel off
doing it now
for two other crummy expiring deals.
Yeah,
I hear you.
It's an easier sell to the fan base today than it would be months from now.
But just know, it's less time sensitive than certainly I believed and gave it credit for. And there's a chance, I'm not saying it's likely, there's a chance they could take it into next year and then peel things off at the trade deadline and still dip under the second apron and save Bill Chisholm's money and all that good stuff. So if you missed any of Robert Horry, excellent. Up on the Odyssey app, AUDACY. It's free, it's easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Get that on your phone, right?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.